aerial stunts for A-list actors for a festival that seeks to promote independent films, Cannes still has to bring in big Hollywood movies to stay relevant.
You have something left to offer the Navy.
Top Gun Maverick is here not in competition for the Palme d'Or prize, but to lure the audiences, media, and the bankable stars, with Tom Cruise being honored with a special tribute. Baz Luhrmann's Elvis biopic is also premiering at the festival.
Some people want to put me in jail. It's a Welsh movie.
But tension between these grand spectacles and the quieter, often more thoughtful films is growing. Films like Arca, with no car chases, superheroes or celebrities, a story set in post-revolutionary Tunisia that embodies a generation's fight for a better life. It's in the running for the Cannes Prize, but it's struggling to secure distribution outside of Europe.
Here at the film market, producers say investors are increasingly favouring comic book franchises, sequels and remakes, once considered more suitable for teenage audiences, while independent filmmakers are battling to find funding. If they do get their films made, they're then competing against mass-marketed, big-budget productions.
Loads of investment is going to those films, and that's great. Like, it's great that we can see those stories in screen. But at the same time, we need money into independent films, and we need that kind of narratives protected. So we get a wider a spectrum of films, of narratives, of representation on screen.
Independent films do win more awards, but smaller audiences. But Hollywood producers say the idea that their movies are dumbing down is nonsense. And despite the theatrics, festivals like Cannes are still the place for smaller stories with a different pace. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.